Learn if that's in British, hello. CJ, it's okay, you're speaking here, so you put it on. And we're gonna learn page 76, so we're right almost on the top. כל זה נכון באופן כללי ובהרבה מאוד תחומים, גם ללא קשר לתאווה. This whole thing of guarding the eyes, it's true not only regarding the lust to see women. We said yesterday, yeah, it's regarding everything, everything you see. כל שכן כאשר מדובר על ראיית נשים, or the most so when we're talking about seeing women, שאז כל ראייה מחדירה לו הלב באופן ישיר, and then every sight that everything that he sees, puts in his heart directly machshavot u'ratzonot, thoughts and wills otzmatiim, very powerful thoughts and wills, harsaniim biyoter, very destructive. Nichneset belibo ahava v'chemda v'cheshek u'ratzonot l'ta'ava, u'boeret bo'esh l'ta'ava. Goes into his heart love and coveting. Coveting, you said? Coveting. Mm-hmm. And desires and wills to the taiva, and it burns in him like fire. Ubelega shayesh sholedet bo, and once the fire controls him, fire of the taiva, lechpat lo, a person doesn't care. Midubal begoya, if this woman that he saw is a goya, or beeshatish, if she's a married woman, umeabedet kol ha'arachim, etzelem ha'enosh, he loses all arachim. I know the word, I forgot it.
Which word?
Erech, Arachim. Values. Like we see people, they meet a young lady and
no
they go
ideals.
Off. No ideals.
No ideals.
Goes off. That's when the taiva burns in the person. Way out of the taiva, the only way he will burn the person is if he opens his eyes. Kamuban, klepei Hashem, klepei Torah Kedushah. Of course, he loses everything towards Hashem and towards the Holy Torah. Yeah.
No, it's side that. It seems a little bit like,
once the taiva burns in a person, even if he won't do any action.
And before, you know what I'm saying? Before he was committed to his family, this is a guy that's going to go and follow his taiva. Before he's committed to his family, and his taiva now, he's all of a sudden he's.
Yeah.
It's not such a strong commitment then.
No, because
it's
even
like,
no.
All of a sudden
not,
the taiva, oh, okay.
No, we learned that if the eye sees, right, the heart wants, right? We learned that. Remember that?
Yeah.
The chazal, right? Fine. And especially if he sees women, right? That we know also.
Right.
I mean, all you have
it
to do.
It doesn't always mean that he's going to go now. Usually, it won't mean that he's going to go now and go with whoever and leave his family. But in his head, he will.
But I mean, just look at recent history. We had an Israeli president who was kicked
out.
Don't talk
a word. You don't know anything from what happened. You don't know anything. It's all from the papers and from this. You have no idea. We don't talk about anything. Talk. הוא מפסיד את תואר הפנימיות שלו. He loses his internal purity במחשבה ובלב שלו וברצונות שלו. In his thoughts, in his heart, and in his will. ומה גרם וגורם את כל זה? What caused and causes all this? מה מעורר את כל זה? What arises all this? הוא מכניס את האדם לסיחור מסוכן של רוע ושל תאווה ושל ויתוק מהשם והתורה. And puts a man into this, I'm going to call it this spin, this dangerous spin of evilness, of lust, and of disconnection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Torah. Kol zeh matchil ba'inayim. It all begins in the eyes. Kol zeh matchil mikach shel ha'adam ein cheshbon amiti ve'enav lo b'roshoto. This all begins that a man doesn't have cheshbon amiti, doesn't do cheshbon nefesh, איך אומרים? Ve'enav lo b'roshoto. And his eyes are not in his he's not controlling over his eyes. אין לו אמונה בעיניים. He doesn't have אמונה in the eyes. ולא יודע להשתמש באיברים שלו. אבל אתה בוא, the person doesn't know how to use his limbs that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him to serve Hashem with them. אם היה חושב ומבין, מה התוצאה הישירה של הליכה ברחוב בישמעת העיניים? A person will just think before he steps out of this building or out of this house, right? What's the direct result of walking in the street without guarding the eyes? אם רק היה עוקב אחרי עצמו, מדברים מחשבותיו, a person will just follow a little bit his thoughts, right? Look at what he's thinking. היה מבין היטב שזה בוודאי כל ההפך הגמור מרצון השם. Of course he would have understood. It's exactly the opposite of what Hashem wants. כל ההפך הגמור מיהדות וקדושה. It's exactly the opposite of Judaism and holiness. שזה מה שמוביל אותו לדיוטה התחתונה ביותר בסתר. It's all, this is what dragging him down to the lowest place. כיוון ש, and this is all in the setter, and no one knows, it's all in his head, like I said before. כיוון שבני אדם לא יודעים מה מתחולל בתוכו, people don't know what's going on inside him, אך בורא עולם, והאדם בעצמו, והקדוש ברוך הוא, and the man himself, אם הוא לא מרמד עצמו, if a person is not lying to himself, like most of us we do, יודעים איכן המונח, they know exactly, a person can know exactly where he is. כעת מובנים דברי הזוהר הקדוש, now we understand what the Zohar HaKadosh said, שלהיצערה אין רשות להיכנס לאדם רק דרך העיניים, להיצערה does not have permission to enter a man only through the eyes. I know, I read the story. I read, and there's a lot of stories like this, okay? Just to frighten you a little bit. About a woman, she sent a letter to the, her husband left her. I don't know if he left her or he was on the way. What happened? He was Avrech in the Koilel. And his wife, yeah, a regular family. And then someone, getting this little job on the computer. Something small, architecture. Right, and then the guy said, listen, I want you to learn a little bit more, so I have to connect to the internet, and I want you to learn this other, to be advanced. So fine. And then he slipped on the way. Avrech learned Torah his whole life. He slipped on the way. And then his wife realized something's wrong with him, something's changing. He's not going to daven in the minyan. He's all kinds of... She saw in him, a woman knows her husband. Okay, so then she sent this letter to the rabbi, what do I do with this situation? So... It's one case, Sam. It's a famous story. It was publicized. People have to know that the eyes destroy the person.
From all the challenges that we're facing out there, I think the light rail, if it can be avoided, is the hardest test of all.
I think so. Because
you're a sardine. It's not even that you're not looking. You're canned, literally. And that's a place to put up your... whatever army you might have with you.
But
especially
like
you're safer.
Yeah.
You're safer behind the safer.
Yeah.
Than in King George.
Me'echa matchilim. Where do we begin? Fine. So we said the eyes. So where do we start now? Muvan mikol ze, understood from all of this. שכל הבחירה של האדם מתחילה רק מהעיניים. The man's free choice begins in the eyes. כמו שמביא רבי נתן מלכות שלוחים על חד ג' רבי נתן ויצא מנקודת הלכות. כי העיניים הם נמשכים מעיני השגחתו יתברך, שם עיקר הבחירה. The eyes are drawn from the eyes of the Shbuch Hu that he supervises over us. That's where the choice is. What does that mean? כי עיקר הבחירה הוא העיניים. The main choice of a person is in the eyes. שהם עיקר סוד הבחירה שיש כוח לאדם להסתכל בעיניו לכאן ולכאן. That this is the secret of free choice, right? Is that a person, he has the ability to look right or left. ומובן מכאן, so we understood from this quote that we just quoted, שכל פתיחת עיניים צריכה חשבון. Every time you have to open your eyes, you need to calculate. בשביל מה לפתוח? Wow, do I need to open my eyes now or not? בשימה לאבד את בקוד השם. Why should I lose the cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? כאשר תראה דברים, when you're going to see things, תהיה מוכרח לחשוב עליהם או להתאבות אליהם. You will, it will be, it's a must that you're going to think about these things you saw, and you're going to want them. בשימה, why? Why does the person need this? האם יש כאן רצון השם? Is there a רצון השם there? האם זה יקרב אותי להשם או חס ושלום להפך? Is he going to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or חס ושלום the opposite? Okay? First, you should think before you do this. You're going in the bus now. You don't have a book with you. Close your eyes. Why should we leave our eyes open? If you're going towards up north and want to see out the window, all the vicinity, it's gorgeous and everything, fine. It's one thing. Right? But here in the city, you don't want to open your eyes. You don't want. I remember, so I... There was a bus I took from here to Ashdod. And the drive, this it's a Haredi bus, line, Eged, that you're not supposed to stop. You're not supposed to stop at Binyanei Umah. Why is he not supposed to stop at Binyanei Umah? Because everyone's naked at Binyanei Umah. I don't know if everyone, but a lot of people, especially in the summer, they don't know how to dress yet. They pay more and they dress it less. I don't know. Interesting. But anyways, and this guy, he stopped. He didn't know, I guess, and he stopped. So people were telling him, no, you're not supposed to stop here. It's not smooth. He said, what? He told me, you want to tell me people don't look here at women? You're on the bus? I said, yeah, they don't look at women. How could it be? Man, how could it be? A woman buzzed by, they don't look. You couldn't comprehend that you could close your eyes. It didn't come the first, it didn't cross his mind. So, yeah, we close our eyes. We do not look. You want to tell me to do that? I said, I'll try, yes. This is impossible. I said, it is possible.
The advantage of the new buses is you don't need to open your eyes because they announce where the next stop
exactly.
will be.
Exactly. You can shut your eyes. Exactly. That's why they made it. When they first came out with it, or in Europe, whatever, where I was a few years ago, I told my friend, Namash, it's just for us. We know the name of the stop here as we get off.
It was for the blind.
So the blind?
Right.
We're all blind now. We don't want to see anything we don't have to see. We're blind. We close our eyes.
Unfortunately, not all the buses have yet, so...
No?
No. Or it's broken, it's not working. It's not working.
But in the back, you don't hear it either.
For sure not.
Only in the
or
front.
Or, like, when I take the bus... somehow there's a bunch of teenagers on the bus. Can't hear anything. Can't hear anything. Blah, 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 blah.
But if you're sitting in the blind seats,
so,
like I do.
That's just your stereo.
Yeah, can you get us a few sticks like that? It's awesome. We have to get these sticks. And then get
well, they get out in groups. They travel in
groups. So, umuvan mikan. From this we understand now, from all that we said till now, shechatzi shah shetfila b'yom ha-shmirat ha'enai, that half an hour of prayer every day on guarding the eyes, it's not a half an hour of prayer on a specific point or on a single mitzvah. It's a half an hour of prayer on all of one's Judaism. On the root of emuna. And on all the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a way to be saved from a lot of bad. Now, be more averot, many, many averot, ta'avot, lusts, midot ra'ot, urutzanot ra'im, bad wills. Lizkot lemalet hazman mitzvot, and to merit to fill up your empty time with mitzvahs. Lizkot et vekud b'ashen b'ach, to merit, to even take a dish book. Kmo shekotev Rabbi Natan b'alachana, like Rabbi Natan writes in the halacha there. Ki en tzara gdola ma'atzarot sheyesh ata b'dorotenu. There's no worse trouble than from the troubles that we have now in our generations. It's talking about 200 years ago. Ba'avonoteinu harabim, because of our sins, sha'emet ne'elam v'nistar me'od ba'avonoteinu harabim, that the truth is hidden very, very much. Kol zeh nimshach rak mipgam ta'avat ha'niyuf. All this is drawn only from the blemish of ta'avat niyuf, shemitpashet achshav ba'olam be'yoter, that is spread out in the world a lot. This is Rabbi Natan 200 years ago. ואפילו הרוצים מתנהג בדרך חסידים, and even those who want to act in the way of the חסידים, אינם נקיים מהתאווה הזאת. They're not clean from this type of, אינם מסתכלים על עצמם, they don't check themselves, ליפול על פניהם ארצה, להשתתח לפניו יתברך, to fall down on their face, in front of הקדוש ברוך הוא, ולבקש מפניו יתברך, and to request from him, בכל יום ויום, רבי נתן, every single day, להינצל ממה שצריכים להינצל, to be saved from what we need to save regarding this type of. Like each and every one of us knows his own problems. Therefore, we need a lot of tefillah so the heart agrees for us to close our eyes. So the heart wants us for us to close our eyes. Ki adam yodea et kol ze, v'adayin kasha rotzot ha'enayim. We learn all this. And still, a person is very difficult for him to close the eyes. Why? The heart still desires the lust. ולכן הוא לא נותן לאדם לסגור את העיניים. Therefore, the heart doesn't let the man shut his eyes. והתפילה וההתבודדות, prayer and doing a personal prayer, הן העצה העיקרית, this is the main advice, בכדי להכניס את הדעת ללב, in order to enter the das, what we know, the knowledge of a person into his heart. כמו שכתוב, like it's written, והשיבות אל לבביך. To return it to your heart, what you know. We know a lot of things, still don't know. להכניס ללב את כל התורה שלומד, את כל הידיעות שלו. To put into his heart all the Torah that one's learning and all of his knowledge. ורק בדרך זו שריבוי תפילה, and only with this way of davening a lot, נזכה שיהיה לגבו ברשותו, והוא אומר that his heart will be in his own hands. ואז יוכל לעצום את העיניים, and then he'll be able to shut his eyes. וממילא להיות שמור בדבוק בהשם. And automatically he will be guarded and he will be cleaved up לקדוש ברוך הוא. ולכן כתוב בתורה הקדושה, and therefore it's written in the Holy Torah, ולא תטורו אחרי לבבכם ואחרי עיניכם. Here's your question coming up. Don't stray after your heart and after your eyes. ונשאל את השאלה, there's a question to ask. אם אכן כל הבחירה מתחילה מהעיניים, if it's so that all the choice is by the eyes, למה כתוב אחרי לבבכם לפני אחרי עיניכם? Why does it say first after the heart? Don't go after your heart and after your eyes. If the beginning is the eyes, don't go after your eyes and then after the heart. The eye sees, the heart covets, right? לא להפך, אינת האפסת, והתירוץ הוא, it's simple. שכאשר העדיים פתוחות, הכל מתחיל מהעיניים. When the eyes are open, everything begins in the eyes. לכאן הוא יפנה אותם. Where is he going to put his eyes? כי העיניים הן השליחות והסרסורים של הלב. The eyes is the שליח, right? The messenger, and the סרסורים של הלב. I don't know what סרסורים are, but... I don't know if exactly that definition, but no, Sarsu was
the middleman,
yeah. Mediator. Right? Between the world and the heart is the eyes. ואם הלב עדיין רוצה את העולם הזה, and if the heart still wants this world, הוא ישלח את עיניו לטור, לספק לו את הדמיונות אם הוא רוצה. He will send his eyes to go touring around in order to give it the imagination that he still wants. כמו הקצילים המסורים ביד ליבם. Like the foolish people which they're in control of their hearts. והלב שלהם רוצה שקר. And their heart wants lies. ממילא הם כבולים בשקר לדריית העין. Therefore a person is tied down to lies because of what he sees. אך הצדיקים שליבם ברשותם הם השולטים העיניים. הצדיקים that they control over their heart. They control over their eyes also. Like the pasuk says, "Tnav ni libcha li, my son, give me your heart, ve'enecha adarcha titzon, and then you'll be able to shut your eyes." The pasuk in Mishle. Ki libo b'rshuto v'hu shalat al ha'einayim shel atzmo, ve'lo nishlat al yadan. When his heart is, he's controlling the heart that they're in his hand, he controls his eyes. Not that he's controlled by his eyes. Lachen, therefore, kol ha'sakana shel ha'adam shomer ot ha'einayim, yishaleh v'fateh oto liftoch ot ha'einayim. All the danger of a person that closes his eyes and that his heart is going to tell him to open their eyes. ולכן מזהירה התורה, and if the Torah tells you, you have to guard your eyes. Once you guard your eyes, don't go after what your heart says, because then you'll be going after your eyes. הרי אתה יהודי, שהולך עם עיניים עצומות, כי אתה מבין שזה רצון השם. You're a Jew, שולחן ערוך says, not to look at anyone. You shut your eyes. אל תיתן ללב שלך לפתות אותך לפתוח את העיניים. Don't let your heart seduce you to open your eyes. ושוב רואים, again we see עד כמה חצי שעה בכל ביום של התפילות השמירת העיניים, that the half an hour of prayer every single day and guarding the eyes, היא הצורך הבסיסי ביותר ליהודי שרוצה לחיות לרצון השם בסתר ובגלוי. It's the most basic need of a Jew that wants to learn like Hashem, that wants to live like Hashem wants us to live, both in the inside, in the hidden inside, and also outside.
I still not, I don't understand the answer. From what he's saying, it seems like the avoda should be the lake.
It's true. The avodah is a lev.
You have to connect the heart to the chin.
First the lev, yeah.
The avodah is a lev.
Then
that's why he's saying, "Ad atu achlev
avchem achayinachem." No, he's still saying that the ikkunikuda
is the eyes. Right. Like I told you, they have to daven, right, to close the eyes.
If your heart's not clean.
Right. There's no avera if your heart's not clean. Right. There's avera if your eyes are not clean. If you want your eyes, okay,
right, fine. So why did say we'll have them first?
Because they won't help you to close your eyes.
You're saying there is no. You're saying you can't help the lay if the eyes are open.
Exactly.
And you can't help the eyes if the lay.
You're saying
the eyes see the heart desires, the brain wants.
That's the difference here. The eyes see, the heart wants, and the. I understand. So why did say we'll have them first?
Because if you want to control your eyes, you have to clean your levatim first.
But you're saying you can't do that until you close your eyes. That's
a good simultaneously.
That's right with the daven.
Leib and I leib.
Okay, simultaneously, it goes together. But the work is on the heart. Clean your heart out so your eyes. Because even if you close your eyes, like I told you the joke, right? With the guy who bumped into the pole, right? Remember?
Right.
So, why is that? He closed his eyes. You could close your eyes for all kinds of reasons. But then you're not clean.
Huh? No matter how much you try and close your
and
eyes.
And at the end, you'll open your eyes. At the end, you'll open your eyes.
Right.
Only when someone has Yirat Shamayim and he doesn't want, then he'll be able to close his eyes.
With the heart?
Really. Close his eyes. Not just time.
So even if you close your eyes now, the images are still in your heart from 3 days ago. You'll see them in your head, no matter how many times your eyes are.
You have to close your eyes in your mind also.
Yeah.
Close your eyes.
Question on the heart. In terms of things that go into the heart, like two opposites, happiness and sadness, if you got humility arrogance, and you got gratitude, what's in terms of any priority, what's fueling the heart? In terms to drive the eye, so if the brain tells us to be happy always, is that the key to really drive the heart? To drive.
Now, Rabbeinu writes explicitly that happiness is the key to get out of need.
Well, what's driving to the heart?
It
says Yishrei Lev Simcha. Those that have straight hearts have Simcha. You do a lot of Yibbudim. Straight things out the heart and you get happiness. That's how Ben writes Nikutei Moharan.
Okay.
In Yirat Shamayim you get only three bodhidut.
He says in the book right about preparation. So preparation is so important. Before you leave this building.
He didn't say that in the book, but
I
said it.
I can do all the tefillahs. I've done a nice and nice here, and everything nice, beautiful. All his problems, his problems, a lot of tefillahs to God myself. If I, the shots I leave this building, I leave my house, I have to prepare, I have to talk to myself.
Yeah.
I have to get
myself. Yeah. Rabbi Yitzchak Bender has a whole shir, that he says, Rabbeinu says, use your treasures. Your treasures is all the tefillah you did in the field. What to use them? It's like someone, he went to the field, he acquired ammunition. Now when do you shoot the ammunition? At the time of the test. That's when you shoot. Then he asked Hashem. I must.
I'm surprised there's no sign down the door. Before you leave the building, there's no sign there. Special tefillah.
It should be, right?
Yeah.
It's a good idea. You should
I mean, if Notre Dame can have their football stadium, before they go on the field, play like a champion today. Why can't we have a button that says, guard your eyes today?
Exactly.
Everything you're on the way out the door.
So, a little bit. We have a few minutes. 4 minutes. I'll get something together, no?